Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Ghost of Grandpa, a conversation with Wayne Seaton. As a child, Annie and every relationship is important. Once in a while, we truly find a connection with a loved one that we don't necessarily share with others. That was the situation for Wayne Seaton and his grandfather. Unfortunately, at a very young age, his grandfather would lose his life in a tragic shipping accident. However, the report of his death would not be the last time Wayne would hear a new story about his grandfather. He'd soon find that the caring, gentle person he knew in life was the same in death, and he was still hanging around the family home. This is only the beginning of his haunting story today on The Grave Talks.
My first memory of the paranormal was roughly when I was around 5, 6 years old. My granddad was killed. He was a foreman of a shipyard in the town we lived. And he was killed by the ship building material when it all collapsed in on him.
Oh, wow.
He died at the scene. And shortly after, I can only describe a shadow person was in my bedroom, and I could clearly see from the outline that it was my granddad. My granddad had quite large ears and quite a distinct nose. Mm-hmm. And I instinctively knew that it was him. And I had a bond with my granddad that I didn't have with any other members of my family. He taught me to read before I even started school. So there was this bond there. And when I mentioned it to my parents would turn around and say, but that's because you miss him so much that your brain is telling you he is there. Mm-hmm. But this went on for 6 months, and every night I would see him there, and he would be just standing at the bottom of my bed. Sometimes he would sit down at the end of the bed, and then after half an hour or so, as far as I can remember, he would then just vanish, and that would be it. And my parents or my mum sat outside my bedroom door one night, and she was taking notes of what was being said, and it turned out I was having a full-blown conversation with whoever it was that was in my room. And one morning I'd gone downstairs and she said, I've been taking notes for the last 3 or 4 nights, only last night you actually named who it was that you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what did I say? And she said, you said goodnight, granddad. And I'm like, okay, so it was my granddad I was talking to. And she said, as far as I can tell, looking at this conversation, yes, you were. And she took it. All of this information was given to a child psychologist. And he reported back that after hearing about the whole situation, he said, normally, if it's an imaginary friend or they're just dreaming, the questions and the answers would not relate to each other. They'd be broken. So it would be one question gets one answer, then another question that's not related to the first one would be asked, and then an answer would come through. And it would be sort of cut all the way through.
Yeah.
He said, but this is a fluid conversation. There's a question, an answer, then a question relating to the first one comes through, and so on for the whole conversation, asking about things like how the family are, how are people doing, and it all related around that one particular subject. He said, so it's almost as if he is having a full-blown conversation with somebody in that bedroom. And that was it. That was it for me. And this lasted for 6 months, and then that was it. I never saw him ever again. Whether it's because I closed myself off to it, or he was satisfied that I was going to be okay. Because obviously I took it quite hard when I found out of his death.
Sure.
And it did upset me a lot. So I personally feel that he was just making sure I was okay. And once he was satisfied that I was going to be fine, he stopped visiting. And from then onwards, I always sort of had this connection with things. So I was always looking into and reading about local hauntings and well-known cases of hauntings like Borley Rectory on the Essex-Suffolk border.
Mm-hmm.
A very well-famous haunted location, which obviously doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But before we
go down that road of some of the things you started to look into, because I want to talk about that too, I want to ask a few questions about those experiences with your grandfather. Number one, when this began, when you first saw this shadowy figure and you identified it as your grandfather, obviously it wasn't quite the same as him, you know, walking into the house as he had in the past when he was living. You knew this was not him in a living form. Did you have any fear? What do you remember you were feeling initially? Not as you got more comfortable with this, but initially, what was going through your child's mind?
What was that? That was the only thing I could think of. What is this? Mm-hmm. It up to the point when I realized it was my granddad's, I didn't know what I was looking at. All I could see was this black figure. And it was quite scary to start off with, but it was almost as if someone had clicked a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear had gone completely. And then when I looked properly, or, you know, obviously in the dark, in my mind's eye, my mind was telling me, that's granddad.
Yeah.
And the fear had just gone completely. It had gone from this black figure, which a lot of people, obviously, when they go out investigating and they see this black shadow, their first instinct is to be fearful of it.
Sure.
And that was how I felt.
Yeah.
But within seconds, something had told me there's nothing to be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
It's only granddad. And it was like I blinked and it became obvious of who it was. And that fear had just gone.
Do you remember having the conversations? Do you remember anything that was talked about?
No. I can't remember anything. The only thing I have that recalls any of the conversations was the papers that my mum had written on. She was quite good at shorthand, so she was able to write quickly down on the piece of paper what the conversations were about. And it was generally just asking about how the family were, how I was doing at school or what I'd been doing at school that day, and saying giving messages to my grandma my grandma would not have anything of it. She was a very religious person, and she didn't believe in ghosts. So to actually relay a message from my granddad to my grandma was a bad thing to do. He was just asking how she was.
Yeah. At the time, did you, like let's say the next day, you get up, did you remember what you talked about the previous night, or is it just over all these years you don't remember, you know, what those conversations were just because of time?
No, I honestly cannot remember anything from the following morning, which wow. is strange, because I can remember my dreams.
Yeah.
And I've learned in the paranormal field, and looking into all aspects of things like what dreams mean, you know, when they say that you can dream a certain thing, yeah. and it would have relation to something in real life. And where I write my ghost stories, a lot of them have come from my dreams.
Yeah.
And I've woken up in the morning and I've like, oh, got to remember that. Write it down quick.
Yeah.
So I always have a notebook with me just in case something happens. But I can't remember any of the conversations I had. And for a long time, my mum kept this piece of paper with the shorthand on it.
Well,
I can't read shorthand, so I wouldn't know exactly what it says. But my mum translated it to me and said, you know, you'd basically been asking how the family were, what I'd been doing, was I going on holiday, give my love to grandma, and so on. And I'd be like, I couldn't say this to my grandma. She'd go mad if she found out I was talking to granddad.
Yeah.
And when the message got through to my grandma, my mum had told my grandma that I'd been talking to my granddad. Straight away, she went, no, I'm not having none of that. And she ended up going to church twice as much as she used to. As a result,
was she in fear that there was something else going on there? Was she kind of the viewpoint that in some religions where it's anything you're talking to that's on the other side is evil, even they're like in a different, you know, form trying to trick you?
Quite possibly. She wasn't all of that religious before my granddad was killed.
Yeah.
She sort of like go to church once in a blue moon. Every once in a while she would go to church. But as soon as my granddad died, she was there religiously every Sunday without fail. She even tried to drag us children to church as well. But she never believed in ghosts.
Yeah.
And I'd sort of later on discovered that it was, in a sense, a bit of hypocrisy to believe in God but not to believe in ghosts, even though the Bible clearly states about holy spirits and yeah. the Holy Ghost and things like that.
Sure.
And that, for me, I turned my back on going to church with my grandma simply because she didn't want to believe in ghosts. And I'm like, I've been talking to granddad. I got to believe in ghosts, but I can't go down that road because sure. I had something against God for taking my granddad away. Mm-hmm. And the things I'd heard about what my granddad did during the war, my granddad never did any wrong to anybody. Mm-hmm. And I know he was naughty during the war, and he was sent over to the States. I think he was doing gun running or something. He had a torpedo. He was a commander of a torpedo boat. Mm-hmm. And I think he was stationed off of Florida and doing the Caribbean, mm-hmm. Checking on gun runners. And apparently he'd seen a periscope, and it turned out it was a Japanese submarine.
Oh, wow.
And it was reported. It was blown up and destroyed. Mm-hmm. No survivors on the submarine. But if it hadn't have been for him, the Department of Defense were claiming that if he hadn't have seen that periscope, it could have led to another Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And they wanted to give him a medal, but the British MOD said, no, you will not give him a medal because he's not supposed to be there. So my granddad was the sort of person that would do anything for anybody. And I've in a sense, I've lived by the ethos that he went by. Yeah. And I'll do anything for anybody within reason.
Sure.
But there's a point that I won't go past. And so I saw my granddad has sort of lived on within me. Mm-hmm. And to explain things to my nan was a big mistake.
Sure, sure.
You couldn't really get away with it.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.